COVID-19 Vaccine. Your guide to booster vaccination. A leaflet from the NHS and UK Health Security Agency. People aged 50 years and over, health and social care workers, and younger people at risk are being offered a booster dose of coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine. The NHS will contact you when it is your turn to have a booster. What is coronavirus or COVID-19? COVID-19 is a very infectious respiratory disease caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus and is more serious in older people and those with certain health conditions. Why are you being offered a COVID-19 booster? Like some other vaccines, levels of protection may begin to wane over time. This booster dose will help extend the protection you gained from your first two doses and give you longer-term protection. The booster will help to reduce the risk of you needing admission to hospital due to COVID-19 infection this winter. When should you have a booster? The booster is being offered at least 6 months after your last dose. Like your previous doses, the vaccine will be given in your upper arm. Protection against severe disease from the first two doses seems to decline very slowly, so don't worry if your booster vaccine is given a few weeks after the 6 months time point. The booster dose should help to extend your protection into the next year. Which vaccine will I be offered? You will be given a booster dose of either Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. AstraZeneca may be an option if this is the vaccine that you had for the first two doses. These vaccines have already been given to millions of people in the UK. You will be offered the right vaccine for you, which may be the same or different from the vaccines that you had before. Common side effects. As with your previous dose, the common side effects are the same for all COVID-19 vaccines used in the UK and include having a painful, heavy feeling and tenderness in the arm where you had your injection. This tends to be worst around 1 to 2 days after the vaccine. Feeling tired. Headache. General aches or mild flu-like symptoms. You can rest and take paracetamol, follow the dose advice in the packaging, to help make you feel better. Although feeling feverish is not uncommon for 2 to 3 days, a high temperature is unusual and may indicate you have COVID-19 or another infection. Although a fever can occur within a day or two of vaccination, if you have any other COVID-19 symptoms or your fever lasts longer, stay at home and arrange to have a test. Symptoms following vaccination normally last less than a week. If your symptoms seem to get worse, or if you are concerned, you can contact NHS 111 by phone, online at 111.nhs.uk, by NHS 111 British Sign Language BSL Interpreter Service via www.nhs.uk/111 or by text phone on 18001 111. If you had serious side effects after any previous dose, you may be advised to avoid or delay further vaccination. You should discuss this with your doctor or specialist. Serious side effects. Worldwide, there have also been recent, very rare cases of inflammation of the heart called myocarditis or pericarditis reported after Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. These cases have been seen mostly in younger men within several days after vaccination. Most of these people recovered and felt better following rest and simple treatments. You should seek medical advice urgently if, after vaccination, you experience chest pain, shortness of breath, feelings of having a fast-beating, fluttering, or pounding heart. Is there anyone who shouldn't have a booster? There are very few people who should not have a booster. If you have had a severe reaction to a previous dose of the vaccine, you should discuss this with your doctor. Can you still catch COVID-19 after having the vaccine? The COVID-19 vaccination will reduce the chance of you suffering from COVID-19 disease. It may take a few days for your body to build up some protection from the booster. Like all medicines, no vaccine is completely effective. Some people may still get COVID-19 despite having a vaccination. But this should be less severe. If you have not had the first vaccinations. If you have not yet had either of your first two doses of the vaccine, you should have them as soon as possible. You will still need the booster, but the timing of it will depend on when you had your first two doses. Further information. Find out more about the coronavirus vaccination at nhs.uk/conditions/coronavirus-covid-19/coronavirus-vaccination. An information leaflet, which is also available in audio and other alternative formats on what to expect after vaccination, is available to download or order at bit.ly/cov-whatexp. Please read the product information leaflet and the links that follow for more details on your vaccine, including possible side effects. You can also search for the Yellow Card website, where you can read patient information on the vaccines for COVID-19 at coronavirus-yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk. You can read the information for UK recipients of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines here, coronavirus-yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk/product-information. This audio leaflet and a standard version in Braille, BSL, large print, as an easy read version and translated into over 26 languages can be ordered from www.healthpublications.gov.uk or by calling 0300 123 1002. Crown Copyright 2021. UK Health Security Agency Gateway Number 2021713. Product Code COV-2021-BSENAU September 2021 APS.